Welcome to the OneCoolTip.com podcast for August 9th, 2015, Season 1, Episode 3. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the OneCoolTip.com's Cool Tech Tips podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. Our podcast this week will cover cool tech news and highlight cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com for the past week. We're going to try something new. We're going to spend a little bit more time talking about each of these very cool tech tips in depth, more than we have in previous podcasts. That's from feedback we've heard. You asked for it, you'll get it. We hope that you enjoy it. Next up, cool announcements. We have two great announcements this week. First, OneCoolTip.com is now on Twitter, at OneCoolTip. So it's the at sign, O-N-E-C-O-O-L-T-I-P. Be sure to follow OneCoolTip for the latest cool tech tip tweets. Second, this podcast is now listed in major podcast directories. One site, let's just call it MyTunes, doesn't allow any mention of their company or their directory in listed podcasts. So you didn't hear me say something like Mapple and MyTunes. You can search OneCoolTip in the iPhone podcast app or look for the links on OneCoolTip.com. They are located over in the right-hand column. You can subscribe so you can always have the latest podcast from OneCoolTip.com. Next up, some tech news. This week, the really big news in the tech world, of course, is the public release of Microsoft's latest operating system, Windows 10. So what's that all about? Windows 10 is what Windows 8 should have been. It's brought back the Start menu, eliminated that crazy app-only side of Windows 8, and seems to be a welcomed free update for users of both Windows 7 and Windows 8. There's also a brand new web browser. Say goodbye to Internet Explorer. Say hello to Edge. It's clean and elegant. You'll have to test it out and see if it's worth changing from your favorite Firefox or Google Chrome browsers. We've tried it. It's nice, but it's too little too late. We're big fans of the Google Chrome browser, and it's going to take a lot to get us to switch. There's also a cool new personal assistant, Cortana. Similar to Google Now and Apple Siri, Cortana can listen for your commands and deliver you the information you want from keyboard or audio commands. In our testing, it's a good start, but still has a way to gain over Siri or Google Now. You might try a few fun questions like, "Hey Cortana, open the pod bay doors," "Hey Cortana, tell me a joke," and "Hey Cortana, sing me a song." You should get a couple of interesting responses for Cortana. You can also try the same question over. Many times there's more than one response to the same question. We've done several Windows 10 upgrades this past week without a problem. Everything has worked well without a hitch, but there's a big but. Your experience may vary. Windows 7 and Windows 8 users have a year to download and install the free update. After that, it's going to cost you. Our advice is to get your reservation in, download and install it when you have time, and when you are sure you are ready for the update. You should check with your PC's hardware manufacturer to see their advice on upgrading your machine to Windows 10. And if you have a mission-critical peripheral, like a printer or a scanner that you just couldn't live without, you should check with their makers to see if they are Windows 10 compatible. And of course, be sure to get a good backup of all of your important data before you upgrade. There really is no excuse for losing all of your photos, music collections, and financial documents. We have tips at onecooltip.com on how to reserve your free copy of Windows 10, as well as tips for backing up your data. The other interesting news this week is that Best Buy is now selling the Apple Watch. It's an interesting move. Best Buy needs to stay relevant, and by selling the Apple Watch, it gets the watch out from being only sold online and at the Apple stores and into people's hands so that they can see it for themselves. However, I think that many buyers might be very afraid and cautious to actually buy such a device that's on the cutting edge, or as I call it, the bleeding edge of expensive consumer technology. We all know there's a new and improved version coming out. It'll be faster, better, thinner, with more features, yada, yada, yada. So who has $600 just to throw around when a new version is coming soon? So we'll have to see how well Best Buy can really move that merchandise. Our next topics are highlights on One Cool Tip for the week. We had a number of great cool tech tips, several of them from recent tech support encounters, so they are real life examples. So let's go through them all. First is God mode. Windows 10 has definitely made a splash. Lots of possible setting changes. You can tweak the desktop themes, screensavers. And is that really a thing anymore, screensavers? Now that we all have LCD screens, but I guess that's beside the point. It can be very confusing going into the control panel and looking at all of these options. But there's a hidden option. And we mean a very hidden option. And that is to invoke God mode for Windows 10. When you do this, a super control panel window becomes visible that lets you access all of the Windows settings all in one place. So our cool tech tip this week shows you how to make this happen. It takes a couple of steps, and it's very specific on what you have to do, but it is very definitely worth it. This tech tip really took off on the site. Lots of traffic and page views, likes and shares on social media. So it's great on onecooltip.com when a tip really takes off. For this tip, we also had a couple of comments on the blog. First was from Sue Schulte, who noted that her PC maker, Sony, has advised her to wait on the Windows 10 upgrade. That's really good advice, especially since she relies on this PC regularly. OneCoolTip.com has a new page. It can be found over in the right-hand column in a link that's called Tech Support. It's right below the Home and the About links. And on this new page, we've listed the Tech Support pages for major software and hardware makers. So if you have a PC like Sue's, which is a Sony, you can check out Sony's recommendations regarding Windows 10. I just took a look over there, and Sony's Windows support page has information on Windows 10, and they are recommending to wait on the Windows 10 upgrade until they have tested their various models, and they'll put information out there. Secondly, we heard from Daryl Howard, who first said that he hadn't gotten his Windows 10 update, but then he commented again to say it had been downloaded already, and he just needed to go look for it and install it. So if you requested the free upgrade, you should check down in your taskbar as well, because it may have already downloaded and all you have to do is install it when you are ready. So that's information on God mode. Check it out on the site. We think you'll really like this very cool tip. Our next tip is on Amazon Echo with multiple alarms and timers. Do you know about the Amazon Echo? It's a new device made by Amazon, and it looks just like another Bluetooth speaker. But it's more than that, much more. For those of you who haven't seen the Echo in person, it's a glimpse into our digital future. It can connect to Amazon Prime and the Amazon Prime Music and anything you bought on, any music you bought on Amazon, plus another another site like iHeartRadio and TuneIn and other online music, weather, and news services. And much like Siri, Google Now, and even the new Microsoft Cortana, the Echo can respond to your commands for information. It does this fairly well, even when you are across a noisy room. There are 7 microphones that hear your command. Interestingly, the command to get its attention is, "Hey, Alexa." But it still has a way to catch up with the other personal assistants. It'll be interesting to see how this product progresses in the future. But our tip this week shows how to use the new multiple alarms and multiple timers that Amazon released as an upgrade to the Amazon Echo. So check out that tip as well. Another tip that did really, really well is the reopen close tab in Chrome browser window. This cool tech tip really took off with views this week. Thousands upon thousands of views. I just love to see when that happens. This tip is one that I show people from time to time, so I know it's not widely known. When you're using a computer, it's easy to close a tab in Chrome by mistake. It's that oh snap moment. But here's a real simple fix. Control plus Shift plus T will reopen a just closed tab. There's also a small gray box to the right of the tabs that normally when you click on it, it opens a new window. But if you right mouse click on that gray box, you can choose to reopen a closed tab. If you're like me, I have lots of tabs open in Chrome. It's often gets really, really busy and lots of opening and closing those tabs throughout the day. So it's really frustrating when I have a tab that has important information on it. Maybe I did a Google search and went three or four places and here's the page I'm using and I close it by mistake. That's really, really frustrating when I do that. So the reopen close tab tip is a lifesaver. So go check out the cool tip on the site to make sure that you know how to do this. Another tip we did this week is to sign out of Gmail remotely. We should all take our online security seriously. That means having good passwords and good security practices. But sometimes things just happen, like forgetting to log out of Gmail from a public computer. Uh-oh. Now your whole electronic world is available to someone else. But don't worry, there's an easy fix. You can remotely sign out of Gmail from another computer. This one cool tip site tip will show you how in detail you can do this, but I'm going to tell you how to do it too. In the bottom right-hand corner of your Gmail inbox screen, there's information about your recent Gmail activity. Click the details link and you'll be displayed with the sites where you are currently logged into Gmail. Just click the sign out of all other web sessions to log out of the other locations where you're logged in. And this is a whole lot easier than having to change your password. If you use Gmail, you should check out this tip and check the usage details from time to time to be sure that your Gmail account is not logged in from any other computers anywhere else. Another tip we did is titled, Don't Wait, Use No Wait. I hate to wait at a restaurant. No, I despise to wait at a restaurant. I'd rather just know when to show up than sit around and wait and wait and wait. That's why I love this No Wait app. It's been out for a little bit. It's available for iPhone and Android smartphones. You find your restaurant, check in, and you are on the waiting list. You'll know how many minutes until your name will be called. That's it. I love it. Just stroll right on in, right at the right time to be seated at your table. We use it especially on Sunday mornings at First Watch. It's always crazy busy at First Watch on Sunday mornings. A long line out the door, crying kids, crying adults, it's a mess. But we avoid all of that by checking in before we even leave the house. The app gives us estimated wait time so we can conveniently park the car, look at some shop windows on our leisurely stroll down to First Watch, and then we show up just at the right time to be seated. Now, No Wait is different from Open Table, another great service that I love. No Wait is used by restaurants that don't take reservations, but have a waiting list. Except that paper list is now electronic and connected to the big old internet and the No Wait app. A number of popular chains like Chili's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Texas Roadhouse, the original Pancake House, and First Watch have signed up. In my experience, not all the locations of those restaurants are using the service. Buffalo Wild Wings says they are rolling it out this year. I know that Pancake House and First Watch use it. A number of smaller restaurants are also using it. But I haven't found those big chains, Chili's and Roadhouse, actually using it, they should, because it really solves a gripe that people have when they go to their restaurants. Another tip we did was using your iPhone headphones to take photos. And here's a really cool tip for taking better photos on an iPhone. You can use the headset, either the corded or a Bluetooth headset, to manually release the camera shutter in the camera app. Now, why is this important? It can reduce the jiggle or blur from the normal way of pressing the on-screen button to take a photo. That little jarring action can blur your photo. But with the headset in one hand and the iPhone on a tripod or propped up or being held steady in your other hand, you can use the headset to go ahead and snap the photo. So check out this cool tip to learn how to do this. That's it for this week's podcast. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for our podcast theme from podcastthemes.com and, of course, legal services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at onecooltip.com. You can find One Cool Tip on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, that site that sounds like MyTunes and Mapple, and at www.onecooltip.com. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a cool week, and remember, keep your eyes on the screen.